Welcome to Tent of Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. Today, we're going to be talking in the book of Revelation 20. Now, during this time, this is right after, in Revelation 20, this is right after the fall of Babylon, which is the whole world system has collapsed at this point. Heaven has rejoiced because Jesus is on his way. Okay? And this is where this picks up. Now, not only has the world systems collapsed, a lot of everything has collapsed. The world is in total disarray. Mm-hmm. The moon, the sun is broken. Everything is, space is, and time is just, everything is gone. Mm-hmm. It's pretty, there's no turning back on this at this point. And Jesus is here. And he's on his way. So it picks up in one, it says, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain." Right? Now this angel comes down, he has the keys to the bottomless pit. It says, "And he sees the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan." Think about all of these names. He seized the dragon. This is an ancient creature that you hear about on hieroglyphs, on stones from ancient times. Right? Mm-hmm. We hear about these things in all kind of archaeology digs. He sees the dragon, that ancient serpent. And some people, when they talk about hieroglyphs and everything, they talk about a dragon that talked to them and gave them wisdom. They talk about an ancient serpent that talked to them and gave them wisdom. He's making a point, John is, in this, to let you know that this ancient serpent, this dragon, this devil, and Satan is all the same. So think about all of the names that you see. Dragon is ancient, that ancient serpent. Then it even comes to the devil and Satan. It's all the same being. He's letting you know that whatever you want to call him, whatever you want to call him, he's gone. he's getting put away. And it says, "And he's bound him for 1,000 years. And threw him into the pit and shut it and sealed it over him so that he might not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were ended." So once he got put away, the deception of the nation stopped. Right? Mm-hmm. Now God can deal with his people with no confusion. It says, "After that he must be released for a little while." So after this 1,000 reign was over, he gets let out. And he start causing a problem again. But it's 1,000 years that has peace from deception and deceiving the people. For it says, "Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those to whom the authority to judge was committed." It's a lot of thrones set up. And all of these judges are on there. And it says, also I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus and for the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark or on their foreheads or their hands. Okay? I saw the souls of these people, martyrs. People who have been beheaded throughout history for believing in Christ. People who did not accept the mark of the beast. And they were killed for it. It says, they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. So the people that was martyred and killed for their belief in Christ, they came to life and they was reigning with him. So when Jesus came back for that 1,000-year reign, those people got up and was reigning with him. A lot of people don't know that. Then it says in 5, the rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years was ended. This is the first resurrection. 6 says, blessed and holy is the one who shares in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. Now, the first resurrection, all of these people, these are people who were in Christ.
Right.
Okay? They was resurrected and they was sent to die. The second death has no power. Because the second death, these people are going to the lake of fire. It says, over such the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what I want you to understand. It says, over such, the second death has no power. It says, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not only God, but Christ too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they will reign, they being the people, mm-hmm. will reign with him.
Right.
It didn't say
right.
The people will reign with them.
Right.
It says it reigns with him.
Right. Right.
God and Christ. It's him,
right,
not they.
Right.
You see that? For 1,000 years.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Right.
Me and my wife, we always try to find in scripture where it says that God and Jesus are one.
You know? Yes.
And yes. This tells you right here.
Yes.
In that scripture. We're going to go on. It says 7 says, and when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations that are at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Their number is like the sands of the sea. So when he comes out of his 1,000-year prison, mm-hmm. he's going to come out and gather so many people against God. Mm. It says it's like the sands of the sea. And they march up over the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from heaven and consumed them. God just sent the fire down and it just consumed them all. It didn't matter how many of them it was. He gathered as many people as he could. And it was all for nothing. This is why not being in Christ is not a good idea.
That's right.
Because you'll be consumed with fire. 10 says, and the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So notice everything that the devil had, his beast, his false prophet, and himself, his trinity, is going to the lake of fire to be tormented forever and ever.
Right.
There's no win in this. He gathered up all of these people for nothing. So all of these people decided to gather up. Can you imagine living on an earth where this being convinced all of these people to go and try to kill Jesus? And you are in that number of trying to kill Jesus. Because whatever he told you made sense to you. So you traveled from miles around to go to Jerusalem just to get consumed by fire. And this is what comes after that. So these people got consumed by fire, but this is not the end of them. So 11 says, then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. From his presence, earth and sky fled away. There was no earth. There was no sky. Everything was gone. It was totally just dark. There was no place found for them. Remember, I told you the earth was pretty much just destroyed at this point.
Right.
And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. Now, here's the thing. It's two books. Books were opened. And then the book was open. Remember, it said books with an S.
Right.
Then book. It's one book. And that's the book of life. Now, here's the thing what happens with that. The books that are open is what you've done in your lifetime. The book that is open is the book of life to see if your name is in it. So God is going to open up the books of your life, and we're going to talk a little. Because see, at this great white throne judgment, right? These people are going to hell. But they're about to find out exactly why. Because the book of life doesn't have their name in it. Now, here's how the book of life works. You start off in the book. But your name comes out if you don't come to Christ. Everybody's in the book at first. God tells you in in the early books of Revelation, I think it's in 2, where he says, you know, you don't want your lampstand to be taken out, which means that your name is already in there, and you don't want it to be erased out. So, and I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were open. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books. Now, how is it judged by these books? Because your life book of what you have done is going to be weighed with the Bible.
Right.
And does your book match up with what the Bible say you're supposed to be doing? And if it doesn't, and they open the book and see that your name is not in it, that's a problem. That's an eternal problem. It says, and the dead were judged by what was written in the books according to what they have done.
Right.
Works. This is where works don't, it's not going to help you. Now notice that statement says, and the dead will be judged by what is written in the books according to what they had done, not according to what they had believed.
Right.
Right? You, because at this point you did not believe. So now you didn't believe, which is spiritual. So now God is only going to judge you by what you have done in the natural.
That's it.
And from a natural standpoint, does your natural deeds add up to what the Bible said do? And it's never going to add up to what the Bible say do, because the Bible is a spiritual book. So no matter how many good deeds you did in the natural, you're still missing the spiritual part of the Bible. And it won't add up. That's why when Jesus was able to ask the rich man, he asked, did you keep all of the commandments? He said, yeah, I kept all of them since I was a boy. I've been doing that since I was little. Right? But Jesus says, now, put all that stuff down and then follow me. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't give up his naturalness. To follow God from a spiritual standpoint. He couldn't do it. And then just when Jesus says it's easier, it's going to be harder for a rich man to get into heaven. Because they can't give up their natural stuff.
Right.
And become spiritual. And this is where they are. So these deeds will not get you there. And a lot of people believe that deeds are going to get them into heaven, and it's not.
No.
It's going to get you at this judgment table. No. 13 says, and the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Can you imagine all of the dead people that are in the sea? I mean, think about it. It's slaves in the sea. It's people in battles in the sea. Yeah. From world wars.
Pirates
in the sea. From fighting. People who don't want to be slaves and just jumped into the water. Because they'd rather kill themselves to be going to these new lands. Right? I mean, it's all type of people in the sea. Yeah. Airplanes that they get, that fell out of the sky that nobody can find under the sea.
Right.
All them people that died on Titanic in the sea.
Right.
It's so many people.
Yeah.
So many people. I mean, if you could just drain all of the water out and find everything that's on the sea, you'd be so just mind blown what's down there.
Yeah.
We probably couldn't even comprehend it. The stuff we'll see. We get our minds blown by the stuff we finding in the sands in
okay.
in Africa. And we only find it because the sands move. And it just happened to move somewhere you can see something. I don't know how many times they can say they done found these finds of the year because some little goat herder guy or boy or was out doing something and tripped over a little piece of something and they find this whole civilization. You know?
True.
And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in it. Can you imagine? Death gave up who he had.
Mm-hmm.
Hades. Hades and death is the same. So they give up what they have. Which means you was with death and Hades. Then you're gonna go to eternal death and Hades.
Right.
You go from one hell to another. From a smaller hell to a bigger hell.
Wow.
All because you wouldn't follow Christ. The death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. Now, the thing is, death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. So, whatever death and Hades had, they said they gave up, were in them, and they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done. Not what they believed, but what they had done. Then it says, then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. There is no need for death and Hades anymore, because at this point, there is no more death.
Right.
We are going, we are moving into the eternal stage, the everlasting stage, the forever and ever stage. There's no need for it. So all of these things go into the lake of fire. After death and Hades give up what they have of the dead, then they go into the lake of fire too. It says this. It says, and death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. The first death is with Christ. The second death is the lake of fire. And then it says in 15, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Not placed there, thrown in there. Like discarded garbage. Can you imagine an angel or something just tossing you into the lake of fire? If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life. So when they go through all of your books and tell you exactly why, and when they look into the book and your name is not there, you get thrown into the lake of fire. All because you did not want to follow Jesus Christ. And to avoid all of this that's happening in the book of Revelation 20, Make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior. And save yourself from an eternity of torment. Amen?
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for these scriptures today. We thank you for allowing us to see Revelation 20 from the perspective of John. Father, we thank you for allowing us to see and understand what is in store for people who do not believe in your Son. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray and say, Amen.
Amen.
Stay blessed and faithful.
Amen.